Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education.
From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, by the way, it's the 17th of March, which means it's St. Patrick's Day today. And we're taking your questions and answers live, of course. Starting off today from the inbox at anything at kera.org, Justin emailed. He says, I'm in Midlothian. I think I'm experiencing an outbreak of what he calls artillery or shotgun fungus in my garage and outside of my home, again, in Midlothian. He asks, I'm wondering if anyone knows a way for sure to tell if, in fact, that it is shotgun or artillery fungus, and is it harmful, and how long will this outbreak last? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. George in Allen emailed. He says, recently, my wife and I tried to purchase Blanton's bourbon from a local liquor store. We weren't aware that getting this particular type of bourbon would be so difficult. The store told us that our ability to obtain the bourbon would depend on an arbitrary point system based on in-store purchases and timing. Other stores in and around our area also indicated that it's a hard liquor to come by. Can anyone recommend a strategy that could help us purchase this elusive drink? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Alyssa emailed us. Where can I purchase a good, reliable, she says, typewriter in Dallas or the surrounding area? And Chris emailed, he says, a few years ago, I took up flying stunt kites as a hobby. Does anyone know of any local workshops, meetup groups, or tutoring help, or tutoring to help me in my hobby of flying stunt kites? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start on the phones today with Melody in Carrollton. Hello, Melody.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
The question I have is about some street lights. I think it's on 35. It's kind of near the Trinity Groves area. Mm-hmm. And these particular street lights have an additional blue light attached to them. And I've never seen that anywhere else in Dallas, and I was just wondering why those are there.
We've had this question before, and I don't know that we've gotten a definitive answer. I think it might just be a design thing, but we'll see if somebody knows. Somebody probably knows.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. I got a few tweets here from the last day or so. One listener, I retweet these, by the way, at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. One listener wants to know, is there anywhere in the DFW area that will repair a broken snow globe? Let's see. I got a tweet from Steven wondering if these are the kinds of clouds that your listener was asking about, I think, last week. Wave-like asperitas clouds is what he linked in his tweet. Let's see. This is from someone who wants to know, what's the term for, quote, creating a problem that only you can solve? Retweeted that. You can respond on Twitter or you can call us, 800-933-5372. Oh, and Stephen also wants to know, is there a bamboo species that is not invasive? He says, I'm thinking of using for a screen. Should I use red tips instead, he asks. Let us know what you think. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Up next, let's talk to Keith in Fort Worth. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Jeff. Until a few years ago, radio and television stations and newspapers usually called Dallas and Fort Worth and the surrounding area the Metroplex, with a capital M. Mm-hmm. That seems to have disappeared entirely, and North Texas has replaced it. When I was a kid growing up here, the Star-Telegram boasted that Fort Worth is where the West begins. My question for, since you're in the business, you may answer this, or your listener might know, when and why did the term North Texas appear instead of Metroplex, and whose idea was that?
Well, I think that, so I think this is what I, our policy here is to say North Texas at KERA. That's our style, because I believe Metroplex is a marketing term that was, and somebody's going to remember the details on this, but I think that was a term that was created by a marketer for one reason or another. Plus, it seems to have been a term for the, you know, the mega city that North Texas has become before it was so large. And now, I mean, if you think about KERA Radio's broadcast area or even KERA Television, it stretches way beyond just the confines of Fort Worth, Dallas, and the surrounding suburbs, all the way to the southern border of Oklahoma. We have a transmitter in Wichita Falls. We're in Tyler. We reach almost all the way to Waco as well. So really, it is more of a North Texas audience that we serve than just a Dallas, Fort Worth, and the surrounding, you know, the areas that are encompassed by Tarrant and Dallas counties. And someone will remember the specifics of the Metroplex coining, but I believe that it was coined by a marketer, and someone will remember. Maybe it's something we can look into.
That's great. That's very helpful. Thanks for the information.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye.
And of course, folks, if you know more about that, you know how to get us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. That's what Stephen did. And he says, concerning Blanton's, keep calling. Make friends with the whiskey/bourbon pro at your local liquor store, and make friends that are out of state as well. So network, you know, become a regular at the liquor store. Sounds like that's what your your liquor purveyor wants you to do anyway. Well, thanks for that advice. I'll retweet that one. David says, regarding creating an issue that only you can deal with, he says the term for that is job security. Slightly tongue-in-cheek, but makes sense to me. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Jacques emailed from McKinney, wondering why the southbound HOV lane in Plano is closed. It's been closed for quite some time. Are there any plans for it? Does anybody know for Jacques? This is from George, who emailed us wondering why they keep piling dirt up in the creek at Forest near Medical City. George asked, didn't the city spend millions of dollars removing silt from White Rock Lake just a few years ago? And this is the White Rock Creek construction that he's asking about. Seems counterintuitive to be putting it back in. Does anybody know why that's continuing or what's going on there? And Julie wants to know what happened to the cattle that were on the property on the southeast corner of Addison Road and Airport Parkway. She says, first there were two, a bull and a cow, and then the calf came along, and now they're all gone. Anybody know what happened to the cattle in Addison? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Larry calling from Dallas. Hello, Larry.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure.
I'm looking for a group of people who build miniature houses, and the kind of people I'm looking for do not buy manufactured kits. They do it from scratch. They have maybe trash, maybe they have little pieces of this and that, and they reconstruct them into miniature houses. I've been doing this for quite a while, and I need to improve my skills, and so I'm looking for a group that might be available for that kind of need. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, you want someone to share ideas with and get advice from, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and maybe even look at each other's work and critique it.
Sure.
And help the skills of everybody who participates.
Are you building a tiny house?
I build many of them. I have 45 of them in my house. I don't know where to put the next one.
Oh, these are miniature houses, not tiny houses you live in, but like miniature houses that you build.
Yes, and many of them are historical buildings that really exist someplace in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we'll see if somebody knows of a group. Larry, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to Garrett in Dallas. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, same to you.
So since I am calling in regards to the gentleman wondering about the Blanton's bourbon, and I noticed you had just gotten an email about it as well, and your emailer was essentially spot on. I've worked for a liquor distributor for quite some years now. And with many of the rare bourbons, a lot of times they'll do yearly releases, kind of special brands that will come out at a certain time to drive up kind of the allure of them and the demand. There's a strict allocation process that goes in. And basically after a certain liquor store that might get X amount of bottles of said bourbon, they'll allocate it to their certain restaurants. You know, they're good spots or big whiskey bars and things like that. And then whatever might be left over is typically what they'll try to stash away and reserve for their A-list customers, if you will, or their friends or things like that. So really, go up to your local liquor store and then take him a present and ask to become
right.
friends with the manager.
Make friends.
And work on that.
Make friends. All right. Hey, Garrett, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Daniel did in reply to Stephen's question about bamboo. He says, define invasive, he says. Not a fan of disease-susceptible photinias either. And he gave us a link. Try plants at wateruniversity.tamu.edu. There's a link there for that. Lee tweeted me and says, the Metroplex was coined for the opening of DFW Airport. The idea was to salve the feelings regarding the Fort Worth and Dallas rivalry. That sounds familiar. Let's see. Someone wants to know, are the lawns in San Antonio? EV wants to know, are the lawns in San Antonio comparable to Dallas-Fort Worth? I'm moving there soon. And William says, your listener could ask for clumping bamboo as opposed to running bamboo. He says there are dozens of varieties. So that sounds like one solution. And Christina wants to know, are there any good hot tub removal services? Just bought a house and looking to get rid of a hot tub. You can retweet or you can respond to those questions on Twitter or tweet me or call us 800-933-5372. Or you can email us anything at kera.org. That's what Michelle did. She says, I've decided to get chickens for my yards so that I can have fresh eggs. I've heard that it's almost impossible to tell whether you are getting male or female chicks in the beginning, though. Is there actually a way to ensure you get hens? Anybody know how to make absolutely sure you get hens? Well, one way is to make friends with someone who's ordering a bunch of chicks from a hatchery and essentially pay them to raise them until you can tell. you pay for the ones that you're going to take. That's what we did. We'll see if anybody has a recommendation on that for Michelle. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But stay with us. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us as well, anything@kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Next up on the phones at 800-933-5372 is Daniel in Hearst. Hello, Daniel.
Good afternoon.
Go right ahead.
I've noticed an increasing number of vehicles on the road lately with a peculiar headlight setup. It's a variety of makes and models, and the thing they have in common is they're all halogen lights. They're all kind of that outline, stylized look. And the odd thing is that whenever a respective blinker goes on, that headlight goes off. And I'm wondering, is that street legal? And if so, how?
Yeah, I saw a Jeep, a relatively new Jeep the other day, that with its running lights on, there were circles around the headlights that then turned orange and blinked along with the turn signal when the Jeep was going to turn. And I thought, that's something I haven't seen before. So you're saying when their headlights are on and they turn, so presumably in the evening, is this in the evening or just during the daytime running lights scenario?
I've noticed it in the evening too.
You have? Okay, so people have their headlights on, turn on the blinker, and that particular headlight goes off.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows what's going on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lakshmi in Allen. Hello, Lakshmi.
Hi. How are you? Love your show.
Oh, thank you. You bet.
So my husband and I are very interested. We just moved into our home, and we are interested in having some help with unpacking the garage and organizing it, as well as inside of the home, like our office. And the second part of that question is we're looking for a reasonably priced interior designer that'll work with what we already own.
Okay, so you want two different things. You want somebody to help with organization and somebody to help with design, and you're in the Allen area.
Yes.
All right, we'll see if we get a couple of recommendations for you.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, same to you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Let's see, lots of emails have come in. Bill says he's considering retiring early to Ecuador and wants to know, having done much research, it seems reasonable, but I'd like to find out, he writes, if there are any people or services in the Metroplex, he says, who can provide information or assist with getting residency in Ecuador. Give us a call, 800-933-5372, or email us anything@kera.org. Anne recommends for kite flying the Dallas Area Kite Flyers Organization, which is at dako.us, Dallas Area Kite Flyers Organization. Let's see. This is from Greg, who says, back in the late 60s or early 70s, Greg emailed us, Walter Cronkite used the term Metroplex in reference to the buildup of the area between Dallas and Fort Worth. I don't think he coined it, but he did use it on his 20th Century television show, which came on CBS Sunday nights. Well, if it was DFW airport related, that airport opened in 74, is that right? I think that's right. So it must have been after that, but Greg, thanks for the clue and one more item on the map to the answer. Juan in Fort Worth wants to know: is there a place that restores watches in the DFW area, but preferably Fort Worth? He says, I have two of my grandfather's watches I want to restore, but they are 20-plus years old, and I'd like someone with experience to do it. Any clues for Juan? Let's see. This is from someone who says, I was listening to Texas Standard this morning, and there was a piece about the $1 billion in gold bullion that the state of Texas holds. As a relative newcomer to the state, this listener asks, why does Texas have this fortune in gold? And Dave, also new to the, he says, Metroplex / North Texas area, and wants to know if there are any places nearby where you can fish for crappie without having a boat. Anybody have any suggestions for Dave for North Texas crappie spots that you're willing to share for people without a boat. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But let's go back to the phones and talk next to Bernita in Dallas. Hello, Bernita.
Hello, how are you today?
Doing well.
I would like to ask you what I need someone to help me to, well, to donate a roof to our building. And I was trying to see if there was anyone out there that might be able to donate the labor and the materials to do the work. We're at 9730 Bruton Road, and we give shoes for my children.
Right.
We are a 501c3.
And you're looking for somebody to work on the roof.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see if anybody has a lead for you to follow, Bernita. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I appreciate your show.
You bet. You bet.
Yes, sir.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open. Let's get one more on this question, the Blanton's question from Troy in Granbury. Hey, Troy.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I don't really have a solution for him other than I've got a couple of extra bottles I'll sell him for $150
a piece. Well, we'll see if we well, this isn't really the place to do those kinds of transactions, Troy, but thanks for calling.
That's worth it, Jeff. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Rick in Fort Worth. Hey, Rick.
Hey there.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, on the night of the Super Bowl, or on the evening, right about 30 minutes before sunset, we noticed what the terminology we use is a sun dog in a cloud, a rainbow in a cloud on the western horizon. And I don't know if this is a totally separate phenomenon from what I'm about to say, but it seemed like from that little cloud on the west side, in the course of an hour, that cloud, we watched it extend in a totally straight line from the west side over the center of Fort Worth and down to almost the extreme east horizon. In a, it was thick, it was straight, it had a texture to it, kind of like a tornado. It didn't look like a tornado, but it had a texture to it. And then, wonderfully, as the sun set, it lit up red along with other clouds all the way across the sky. Anyway, we're big sky watchers and just never saw anything as dramatic, and we were wondering if anyone might know the dynamics that would be creating such a thing.
Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Let's see. We got on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Frank says, per Wikipedia, Metroplex, the term, is credited to, it's either Harv or Harvey Chapman of Tracy Locke, which was a North Texas marketing company, copyrighted in 1972. I think he says by the NTC. I think that's the North Texas Council, maybe, but copyrighted 72. Jay says those headlights are actually daytime running lights. They turn off so that the signal is easier to see. Rex tweeted me a link to a Texas Monthly article where he says about halfway down, there's a description about how to figure out whether a chick is a hen or a rooster, a future hen or rooster. And let's see, Samuel says, regarding the closure on the southbound HOV lane, it's due to the ongoing work for the President George Bush tollway expansion set to finish by 2019. That's what we got on that. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see, we got an email from someone who wants to switch their lawn over to buffalo grass. Does anyone know if I have to kill my current Bermuda grass, or would buffalo grass seed or plugs take over my current lawn? Anybody know the procedure for that? D says, for chickens, go to mypetchicken.com, and you can order any type of chicken, and they're delivered right to your door via the U.S. Postal Service. I guess they have a guarantee. Let's see. Steph says, for chickens, please tell Michelle there are backyard chicken clubs all across the area. One I know of is the Dallas Backyard Poultry Meetup Group. They have a Facebook page. Members are often open to trading chickens, so you might get lucky. Lots of chicken emails here have come in. This is from David, who says, I purchased my chickens from a flea market. They were several weeks old and not yet laying, but old enough to tell the sex. Bowie Trade Day has them, and also Weatherford Trade Day. He says, I got 6 Rhode Island Reds that are 4 years old now, and they lay, he says, 12 to 16 eggs. He says a day, but I don't think that's, maybe it's a week. It sounds more likely, 12 to 16 eggs a week. James says, I ordered my chickens from Ideal Hatchery just north of College Station. I pay for hens, and I've never gotten anything but a hen. How they know the difference, I don't know, but they have a 100%, they've been 100% accurate for me. He says, I've ordered from Ideal Hatchery multiple times. So there's a couple more answers on that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next to Ron in Plano. Hello, Ron.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, doing well.
Yeah, we in regard to the jacuzzi and hot tub question, we remove and get rid of jacuzzis, hot tubs, and we donate them to charities if we can find charities that want them. We also remove aquariums. Surprisingly, we have an exterior home improvement company called AllAmericanImprovements.com, and we just got into doing this just because people kept asking us, you know, where can we get this removed, or can you haul away this aquarium? So we've got quite a few aquariums that we have been putting into old folks' homes, and we just want somebody to commit to feeding the fish, because we've gotten a network now of people contributing, you know, because your fish keep having babies and your aquariums, sooner or later, sometimes people just don't want them anymore. So we do both aquariums and jacuzzis.
Great. Ron, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. We also got an email, a couple of emails on this. This is from Alan, who says, my hot tub was removed by Junk Guys DFW. Elizabeth said, I used Morgan Spas to remove my hot tub. So there's a bunch of options out there, and Ron's company sounds like they do it as well. Let's see. Got a question here from Cameron, who's looking for a place in Dallas to find beer made by the Great Lakes Brewing Company in Cleveland. Anybody know where to get Great Lakes Brewing Company beer in Dallas? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to, is it Kyle Ann in Fort Worth? Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did. Kyle, just like a boy.
Kyle Ann, go right ahead.
As we were talking about DFW Metroplex North Texas, I was, I'm from Amarillo, Texas, in the Panhandle, and grew up there when there was a college, West Texas State University, and it was known as West Texas. Now I'm in Fort Worth, known as North Texas. But when I look at a map, clearly Amarillo and the Panhandle is north of the Dallas Metroplex. So how did Amarillo get to be West Texas, and so is Abilene, and Dallas-Fort Worth is North Texas?
Well, you've asked. We'll see if somebody has.
Thanks. Love the show.
That's outside my realm of expertise. But you know, they call West Texas Far West Texas,
right?
You know, Marfa, right. El Paso, places like that, right? Far West Texas. So we'll see if what somebody has to say about that. Thanks, Kyle. All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open. Anything at kera.org. Got an email from, let's see, this is from, I think I did that one, chickens. This is acorns. Steve wants to know if there's any way to reduce the production of acorns on a red oak tree, any way to minimize the acorn shedding. I don't know about that. I think you want your, you know, you want your red oak to be healthy, right? It's going to make lots of acorns. Henry wants to know if anybody knows of a place in DFW where wild honeysuckle grows. Anybody know where to find wild honeysuckle? Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Chris in Plano. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm an avid crappie fisherman. You can tell I'm from the East Coast,
right,
by the way I pronounced it.
Yeah, we say crappie here.
Yes. There are two parks in East Plano. Both have lakes that are just full of very large specimens. One is called Bob Woodruff. It's on Park Street.
Mm-hmm.
The other is called Los Rios, Oak Point, and it's on Los Rios.
Great.
It's Oak Point Park on Los Rios.
Fantastic.
I also happen to be an arborist about your oak question.
Yeah.
There are chemicals on the market that retard sexual reproduction in trees. They're very expensive. Probably not very good for the tree.
Very good. Chris, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Right. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Katie did, whose Twitter handle, by the way, is I'm the Leprechaun. Very appropriate today. And Katie says, unfortunately, Great Lakes Brewing isn't on the TABC approved list, but if you find a trading group online, that's probably your best option. There's trading groups for beer, apparently, I just learned from this tweet from I'm the Leprechaun. And Rhonda tweeted and says, no bamboo in the ground. Just a bad idea. And let's see. Metroplex is useful for folks moving into the area. The word Metroplex, I think. And she also recommends Organized by Terry and says she's on Facebook and Instagram. So a couple of answers there from Rhonda. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call us 800-933-5372. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and your answers coming up in a couple of minutes.
Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA, Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Happy St. Paddy's Day to everybody who's celebrating today here in North Texas. And you can call us, 800-933-5372, with your questions, your answers. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Steven says, at DeBoole for watch repair via Twitter. We also got an email on that from someone who says, it looks like it's Bryn in Dallas, who says, Sergio's at Casa Linda Plaza is an excellent, tiny, privately owned business for jewelry and watch repair. And let's see, we got an email from Camp, who says, also agrees that, unfortunately, Great Lakes Brewing Company does not currently distribute to Texas. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Joshua in Fort Worth. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I've been driving back and forth to Fort Worth and Dallas my whole life, and there used to be, heading eastbound on 20, a giant Texas that sat on the side of a hill. And I was wondering what had happened to that. They removed it. It looks like to keep people off the median, I'm wondering.
Hmm. And where was it again?
It was eastbound going towards Dallas off of 20.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows what happened to it.
All right. Thanks, sir.
You bet. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Scott in Dallas. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, that thing was moved about 4 to 6 months back. I don't remember where they moved it, but they thought that was a hazard.
Okay.
Anyway, I was calling on the bamboo and the buffalo grass.
Yeah.
And on the buffalo grass, one, you need to have 6 to 8 hours at least of direct sunlight, but you'll have to kill the Bermuda or else it'll dominate. And, you know, even if you go from seed, you'll have to water extra, and the Bermuda would just take off from that.
Right.
Can
you pull the Bermuda out?
In the best way.
Can you remove the Bermuda manually, like just pull it out, dig it out?
Yeah, Bermuda's trickier than St. Augustine because it's got underground runners, so you got to really get down in there.
I got you.
I try to be organic, but that right. might be an occasion where Roundup might be your friend.
Okay.
But you can use vinegar, but I think you'd have to want to wait and wait for new things to crop up and hit it a time or two again. On the bamboo, all bamboos tend to be invasive, although there are generally two varieties. They're spreaders and clumpers. The mm-hmm. clumpers will spread much slower. They grow more like an onion will divide, whereas the spreaders, you know, send those rhizomes and they right. really stretch pretty quickly. I wouldn't recommend using fittings, have a fungal issue. And also you probably want to break that line up with different things, not just use one brush stroke to create that screening. You know, you can use a variety of plants and I think have something that's much more interesting and has more color and seasonal appeal.
Great. Scott, thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
Got an email on the buffalo grass from Will who says you definitely need to kill and or remove any Bermuda grass prior to planting buffalo grass because the Bermuda will choke out the buffalo grass. The best way to accomplish this is to use a grass herbicide such as Fusilade. Roundup will also work, he says, but it will kill everything. May take at least 2 applications over the space of 5 to 6 weeks to completely kill the grass. A sod cutter can be used to remove the dead grass, but I would avoid trying to remove live Bermuda grass with a sod cutter because you will not get all of the roots and stolons. So sounds like we've got agreement on that. Let's see. We got an email from Donovan who says, my parents recently traveled to Tennessee, and while there, they had a spicy fried chicken known as hot chicken. Does anyone know a place in the DFW area that serves hot chicken? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next, let's talk to Rose in Princeton. Hey, Rose.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a house that I've lived in for 30 years. Mm-hmm. In 94, a tornado destroyed it, and we got a permit from the city to rebuild. And now developers are all around me. I'm out in the country. And we've decided to sell, and we've discovered that we're in a floodplain.
Hmm.
I'm wondering, I know this is going to make my house very difficult to sell, and I'm wondering if I have any legal recourse.
Did it become a floodplain, or was it always a floodplain?
I don't know. It's a small town, and the guy that I need to talk to is not going to be in the office till Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because the flood maps change that the Army Corps publishes. And it sounds like you just found out,
Yeah, like yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, because I think there are flood insurance requirements or things like that that,
my insurance company has never required flood coverage
Lenders, I think lenders require it. I mean, I'm not 100% sure on all that stuff, but,
I've had a mortgage
and
that's paid now, but they've never required it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if somebody knows an answer to your question, if you have any options.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, same to you. We got an email at anything at kera.org from Mary Kate, who says Native American Seed Company, seedsource.com is their website, is a Texas native seed company, which includes planting instructions in their seasonal catalog. And on their webpage, they have good customer support, et cetera. They do recommend removal of St. Augustine or Bermuda grass before planting the slower growing, less aggressive buffalo grass. So I think we got 3 answers on that. Feel pretty good about that. on the Twitter, got one tweet from someone wondering if we can plant bamboo along 75 Central so that it become greener and perhaps more nature-friendly. Maggie says via Twitter to look up buffalo grass planting tips at dirtdoctor.com. You can mix with Bermuda or remove existing sod first. Let's see. This is from Hacksaw, who says importing lots of squirrels may solve your acorn problem. The question then becomes, how do you solve the squirrel problem? Let's see. S. Grinello wants to know, are replacement windows worth the investment? Any recommendations, advice, suggestions? Is vinyl good or bad? Anybody have a recommendation on that? And Jimmy O. says, Super Chicks does a Nashville hot chicken sandwich. Stacy says, Brick and Bones in Deep Ellum serves hot chicken. Byron says, Rapscallion on Lower Greenville serves hot chicken. And we got a phone call on this at 800-933-5372 from Greg in Prosper. Hey, Greg.
Hey, this is kind of a partial answer on the hot chicken. Omar Flores, the executive chef at Casa Ruby in Trinity Groves, he has a place that's kind of like Rapscallion called Whistle Britches in Carrollton. They don't have a Nashville hot chicken, but they do have a spicy chicken that might satisfy that urge. And Matt McAllister, the executive chef at FT33, has a more casual place in Deep Ellum called, oh gosh, the name escapes me now. I've been there a million times. They do a Nashville hot, they do a catfish sandwich that's inspired by Nashville hot chicken. But for the gosh, I've been there probably half a dozen times, but I can't recall the name.
That's probably easy to find if you just look up Matt McAllister and Deep Ellum.
Yep.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Greg.
You bet. See ya.
Let's see. Maggie also tweeted to not use Roundup to remove your Bermuda. Recommends using a vinegar or orange oil product, and says you can commingle the grasses if you don't water too much. So, Maggie, thanks for that recommendation. One more vote from Stacy on Rapscallion on Lower Greenville being a good option for hot chicken as well. Oh, lots of answers on this. Polly says via Twitter, haven't tried it, but there's a place in Louisville called Helen's Hot Chicken. Also, Jay Macklin's in Coppell has hot chicken on the menu. So we should just call the show Hot Chicken, maybe. It seems like that's what it's going to become. Not really. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Rebecca in Richardson. Hey, Rebecca.
Rebecca. Hi. I'm calling about the organizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that the Permanently Temporary is a company that does organization and bookkeeping and all kinds of things. They're really great for that.
Permanently Temporary.
Yes.
Awesome. Rebecca, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Got an email from LeVar who says, I've used Promenade clocks and gifts in Richardson, Texas for years for watch and clock repair. And LeVar says they're wonderful. They're family owned, been in the same location for many years. And LeVar says, I trust them. And let's see. Brenda says there are two places that she knows of in the area with Tennessee Hot Chicken, the new name of the show. Ida Claire's in Addison, and another vote for Helen's Hot Chicken in Louisville. I think, I mean, if you put the dish in the name of your place, it's that might be a place to check out if you're into the hot chicken thing. 800-933-5372. Up next is Lynn in Fort Worth. Hello, Lynn.
Hi there, Jeff. Yeah. Love the show.
Thanks.
Always learning something new anyway.
Me too.
I had a question about, got a couple of college students, friends of college and friends with college students, looking at, not really wanting to rent an apartment, maybe stay in somebody's house, save some rent money, and if there's any kind of a service, or anybody has any ideas on how to find, a home to live in, and maybe even work as a adult caregiver.
Mm-hmm. So,
time anyway.
So you're looking for someone, so you're looking for a service that pairs students who want, who need accommodation but are willing to work with people who have a place for them to live and could use some work.
Right, exactly.
Housekeeping, you know? Care services, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll see if somebody has a lead for you. Probably not today, but next week's show.
That's fine, I know, yeah. I did some of that when I was going to school, but that was up in Oklahoma, and just don't have any contacts around here.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Great, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Let's talk, time for a couple more calls. Let's talk to Tatiana in Irving. Hello, Tatiana.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am calling because my husband and myself, we had a baby 10 months ago.
Congratulations.
And we are looking for first aid / CPR classes in case we have an emergency with the baby. Mm-hmm. And we've looked into the Red Cross and everything, and it's over $100 per person. And we don't need a certification or anything like that.
Right.
We just want to, you know, be able to... aid the baby if she has a little emergency.
Okay. Well, we'll see if, and again, we're almost out of time today. So maybe we'll get an answer or two for you, or maybe somebody will tweet me over the weekend with a recommendation, or maybe we'll have an answer for next week's show.
Awesome. Yeah. Free classes are always the way to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Tatiana. Congratulations on the birth of your child, and we'll see if we can get a lead for you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Let's see. Time for to squeeze in a couple more tweets and emails. Steven tweeted me and says, Filament Dallas, at Filament Dallas in Deep Ellum. I think that's the, maybe that's the restaurant that our listener Greg was trying to remember, Matt McAllister's place. Filament in Deep Ellum, which is at Filament Dallas, apparently, on the Twitter. Ken wrote to us anything at KERA.org and says, flood insurance is required by mortgage lenders whenever a house is in a FEMA-designated floodplain, and the seller must disclose this at closing. So I guess the question is, was it in a floodplain when our listener bought the house? And if not, is there any recourse? Let's see. Jason says, I'm a realtor here in DFW and someone who deals with buying and selling homes full time. Windows are absolutely a good investment. This is adding upwards of $10,000 to the value of the home, depending on the square footage. So, Jason, thanks for that. And Don says, Nashville Hot Chicken, check out Little Red Wasp in Fort Worth. Thanks, Don. Thanks to all of you. You have helped us make another hour of show. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is the name. Stephen Becker is the producer. The engineer is Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers our phone calls. Samantha Guzman is our associate producer. You can subscribe to our absolutely free podcast, by the way. Check it out at kera.org/anything. There's a subscribe button at the top of the page. Check it out. Please subscribe. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions, anything at kera.org. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks again to all of you for listening and for writing and calling in. Everybody have a fantastic and safe St. Patrick's Day weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.